That's what I'm saying. Blind must be led, the hunger must be fed. Hey, yo, Lord, I've been looking through a whole despair over the years. Hey, yo, nobody cares. Take a look in my house. Would he live in there? Hey, yo, Lord, look at my shoes. Can you see my toes? But that's all the trouble, though. Nobody knows. Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad. The only thing I know is it's gonna happen. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. No, you say the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what you see. But when you show us hope, we will show you peace. Look into my mind. Can you see the world? Can you tell that I wanna help myself? But if it happened that, I'll seek you for your ring. Don't be mad at me. It's a survival thing. Look into my heart. I can feel your fear. Take another look. Can you hold my spear? Why are you afraid? Younger face, or is it this thing pulsing in my waist? Look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Keep us a better way. Things are really bad. The only friend I know is this gonna happen. Listen to my voice. This is not a threat. But no, you see the nine. Are you worried yet? You've been talking about. You wonder what to see. But when you show us hope, then we will show you peace. Look into my life, can you see my kids? And let me ask you this, you know what hungry is? Well, in this part of town, survival is my will. For you to stay alive, you got to rob and kill. Look into my house, would you live in there? Look me in the eyes, and tell me that you're my mind. To end up in the mob, right now I'd rather die. I'm gonna live like dog, you don't understand. Can you see my soul? It's probably that will end. Nobody really knows.
As you bring that back,
Nobody cares.
Take a look in my heart. Hey, y'all. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? Give us a better way. Things are really bad.
Jabba!
Jabba,
Bobby Thunder!
Listen to my voice.
What a fuck up!
No, you stay the night. Are you worried? You know?
You'll be fucking bad. You want to go to
bed. But when you're so cold, we'll be so easy. Look into my mind. Can you see the world?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wanna help myself?
Yo, Joe.
Talk to me, Khaled Muhammad. Talk to me.
Is it true that you're going to have Bounty Killer on your show?
Yeah, it's very true.
I had to tune in.
Bounty Killer, the Warlord, on here tonight.
Listen, when I found out, first of all, I want to be clear. You know, Bounty don't do too many interviews. He don't do too many interviews. Listen. At the pinnacle of his career, because he's timing. He's like, you gonna talk to him.
Longevity, I got him.
No. Like, see that record right there with his play?
Yes, sir.
He never even shot a video to that.
Yeah, but that's so hip-hop, that record.
You're not listening to what I'm trying to tell you. You got Bounty Killer on your show.
I know I got Bounty Killer on my show, Khaled.
He don't do that. He don't do that for anyone.
Big up Sean Burke, Fully Loaded.
He don't do that. He don't do that for anyone.
I know Bounty Killer don't do it for nobody. The Warlord don't do it for nobody, but he do it for Joe Crack. Big show, and they don't know who I know. Pundit Bumbleclot Head, you know? Pundit Bumbleclot Head, you know?
That's right.
Me a Warlord too, Khaled. Me a yes, Warlord sir. Too, Khaled.
You're right.
Me come from the same bloodline as Bounty Killer. You
know? Nah, I'm not gonna lie. You like a warlock.
People are dead.
Yo, listen. Enjoy your show. I'm gonna be tuned in. I gotta tell you, congrats, brother. This is big.
Blessings, is big. My brother. Blessings upon blessings. Sheesh. Obviously, you know what's going down. Bounty Killer tonight. The big show, and you don't know who I know. Okay? So let me try to find the man, the Warlord himself, and we get to it. Hold up. Man, this team in here. Nah, not the chef. Man. The request is in the air for the one and only Warlord, the Bounty Killer, Jamaica's own, Punya Bumba Clothead, Dade County Choppers verse was good, Uncle Dan was good, UC Paradise, oh my God, look into my eyes, tell me what you see. You know, we get these people you just can't get. The Bounty Killer you can't get. You might have to go to Jamaica and go to the car wash if you want to find Bounty Killer. Let me see. We see another request. We won't stop. Who said that? Yo, B-Dot, are you crazy? You see what this is, man? This ain't no green screen, B-Dot. Nah, this is paradise, Bobby. Man, that was a conch salad I just ate. Yo, B-Dot. I'm waiting on the Warlord himself, the one and only Bounty Killer, Jamaica, you know. The one and only Bounty Killer, Jamaica, you know. And so, we hope the Greek, the Freak, will be back after one game. It is sad that the Greek, the Freak got hurt. Huh? No major damage? Thank God, man. I want the Greek the Freak to play for his chip. I'm tired of injuries messing up our favorite players, right? Jamaica don't go nowhere. You stay tuned. Cause Fat Joe say they're here. Bounty is rare. He's a longevity king. The man has had hits in every era. The big show bring it to you live. All coronavirus, all quarantine. Get Sean Burke up, let her know. I'm calling the bounty killer, you know. And so I get a message, I'm at the BET Awards, and bounty killer. Say, Fat Joe, man, love the big show. But be with you Wednesday. And I'm just chilling because you got to understand that there's certain people in Jamaica you can't get. Budget Bonton, you can't get. Bounty Killer, you can't get. Cicela, these are different guys. These are guys you just can't get them. But we're going to get to it and we're going to talk that talk. Shout out Rochester, New York. Let's clarify that. You know me, don't. Pretty Lou, what's up, my brother? Gordo 174. Timothy Smith 87 Rochester. Super Cat, it's another one. We got questions. We got questions for the warlord. We got questions for the warlord. We got questions. Sound Clash questions. DJs. White van talk. Nah, not no white van talk right now. Not the time for white van talk, you know? Nah, this strictly Jamaica. Real warlord time. I might tell you time. Nah. Relax. Relax. Well. Saying green screen. I say pure beauty, you know, star. Pure beauty, you know. Not right now, guys. Not right now. Tonight is Warlord Night. Warlord. Jamaica. Shout out Kenny Sway. We always put you on with the R&B. Tonight, Warlord Jamaica vibes only. Pristine Jewelers on the check-in. I've been to Haiti. Shout out to Haiti.
That's right. You know, that's right.
Haiti showed me nothing but love. I walked all around every part of Haiti. Nothing but love and respect.
CJ Soleil
in Haiti? Yeah, we did all that. We did all that. We did all that. And so we go to every hood. And I hope somebody told the bounty killer he's on the Fat Joe show today. Special guys. When you want these legends, when you want these icons, These guys you never see. There's a reason why you never see them. Because they just don't come. But we going to get them. The warlord soon come. Make sure you call Sharon Burke. Make sure she's on it, God. No, I'm glad. These guys are crazy, man. And so, yep. It is what it is. Let me say Bill Cosby home. You know, Bill and him, he walk in the court like this. But not know. You know, Bill Cosby go like this.
He went to a quiet spot. He's getting off. You heard?
Bounty killer, huh? So, see the beauty. Only trying to share the beauty with you. You know what, I might go for a swim after this too. I've been full all day, but I might go again. You know what I'm saying? Bounty killer soon come. The warlord soon come. The warlord soon come, you know? You ever been to a class? You ever been to a fully loaded? You ever been to a party? They always make you wait. The lords make you wait. The gods make you wait. And we wait. Noriega, stop all the trouble in the streets, Noriega. You're making a lot of money now. Stop the trouble in the streets, Nori. Me, I know you're a warlord, but stop the trouble in the streets. This is the biggest. And so the real ones, they come here, stop. Bounty killer, you know? Bill Cosby is free. Yo, listen, mix the potions. Mix the motions. Mix the motions. And so we just out here trying to enjoy life. Got the family out here. Conch salad. Lobsters. Shout out Vibes Cartel. 1,000,000%.
Coming on now.
All right. I sent the request. Free Vibes Cartel. Okay. You know me, I never false advertise. You know me, also know me have the worst pot squad in the world. But still. Still. Me get the job done. Me have the worst pot squad in the world. But still. Me get the job done. It's the biggest in the game. Michael Mann, what's good? Rohan Marley, what's up, Rohan Marley? Marley Coffee, you know. Rohan Marley. Jeez. Me beg no friends, Rohan Marley. Me beg no friends. Woo. We got royalty. Royalty tuned in, you know. Noriega. Rohan Marley, we got royalty tuned in, you know. It's a big thing having the warlord bounty killer here. Oh, yes, people. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the one and only, out of Jamaica, the warlord bounty killer is
hello. In the field. Kaboom. Yo, Joey Crack, what's up, bro?
Hey, yo. Bounty killer people are dead.
Salute.
What's up, my brother?
What are you doing?
Man, let me tell you something about Tequila. I've always looked up to you. Khaled, my little brother, you always embraced him since day one in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And he always come back with these stories about Bounty Killer. Yo, Bounty Killer, the warlord. And he said, man, the only place you can see him is at the car wash. And him say he come to the car wash and you got all these guys around. And you got to make it through the guys to get to the warlord to talk about a dub plating them. How you doing, Bounty Killer?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good, brother. Thanks for having me.
God bless.
On the biggest show.
Hey, Bounty Killer, shout out Sean Burke. You know she's my sister.
Yeah.
We'll have Molly on the checking royalty. The Molly's checking. Every, the whole Jamaica. This shit the going Jamaica, crazy.
Caribbean checking.
Man, you know, Bounty Killer, man, you know, the big thing about you is that similar to Fat Joe, you have an eye for talent.
Yeah.
You know Vibes Cartel and I'm going to be big before nobody knows.
True.
You know, tell me some of the artists you co-signed and you saw first and you said, these guys are going to be stars.
Oh, well, first of all, I can go with it. Hear them. Elephant Man. Hear them. Yeah, so that was the first.
Movado, Scared Them Crew.
Yes, so the first set of artists I came out with, it was just really my friends that were there for me before I got the break. So I decided when I got to eat, I have to be my brother. So it weren't a group. We were a whole group. We were in it for people to break at one. Just group them. All them. We are just two parts, all so hard. So that was the first crew I held. And after now, people saw me bring up the they started
bringing
up me. I think that's
okay. Know that.
A&R and I can break talent. So it's after I bring it. There was a guy named Ron Butler who brought Cartel music to me first, because I never met I met this guy, bro, telling me that I got this young artist. He's so dope, and I know as we bump to kick, he's gonna be the next best thing. I never had no doubt. I just went to bring it. It was just at the time, 19. So he brought me this captain. I listened to some of the tracks. And one of the main tracks that stand out was a track named Home If It Own Girl Clone Me Nah Do That. Gatti Can't Carry Me Road Me Nah Do That. Cartel A Girl Want Take Who That. If I'm If You Run Down Girl Me Nah Do That. And I hear that track and I said, this one is very catchy and insane. He brought him to me at the car wash. So I met Cartel. And then I listened to him, and then his lyrics was off. So up the park. So it was vocal. Different. So I started to have a writer. So he started to write. He started to power around. That's how he started to bring him to the and to record him, but it was not live. So it was from 1999 to about 2003. That's when he finally developed his craft. And by 2003, he was polished and ready. And then he came and he conquered. So,
you know, these dub plates, these are very, very special dub plates. You know, people don't understand. You take songs you made, other songs, you spit dub plates. You know, Khaled told me you always knew a clash was going down and you wait for the last hour, the minute before to give them the dub plates, to have the freshest dub plates So when it goes Sound Clash, everybody busts their Bounty Killer sound dub plate in the Sound Clash. What's that like? You know, fully loaded is here. The party's here. Every DJ in town looking for a dub plate. They all looking for Bounty Killer. What's that like? What you thinking about getting ready for that party, that clash there when you make them dubs?
Oh, well, normally, I'm a dub killer. I was doing dub long before I break. That's what really gave me my first attention in the studio, by doing dub plates. I got discovers and dub plate, discovered and a dub plate first. My first little attention I got was a song named Them a talk about dub fi dub till them go dub them mama. Cause some boy look up. Dub man, man say go dub your mother. But dub fi dub boy, tune fi tune. Yeah, so I'm always a dub killer. So when I came out as the Bounty Killer, now people dead and all them stuff, every sound man started to come for a Bounty Killer. So when it come out to Sound Clash, everybody always wanted their Bounty Killer.
And you know, let me tell you something. Bounty, let me tell you, Khaled's so crazy. He come back from Jamaica, coming in my house. People are dead! I mean, like, yo, what the fuck you talking about? Bounty Killer, Bounty Killer. You're one of the first Jamaican artists to embrace hip-hop with the Fugees, with Mobb Deep. What explain your love for hip-hop music, Bouncy Killer.
Well, my love for hip-hop, it came from N.W.A., Eazy-E. Those are the first people I start up.
We call this a Jopra moment, Bouncy Killer. When you say something nobody ever heard, that's a Jopra moment, Jopra Winfrey. First love for hip-hop come N.W.A., Eazy-E?
Yeah, Eazy-E was the first one I really got caught up with. And then came Snoop Dogg. Then it was Snoop Dogg and Tupac. And then I started listening to KRS-One.
Mm.
KRS-One, Tupac, Snoop, and KRS-One, and WNA, and then Biggie Small came, the Jamaican background guy. When Biggie Small came, it was all over. I'm a total rap fan. Snoop Dogg, the Biggie Small, and the Eazy-E, and the Slick Rick, and the KRS-One, those are the ones who got me hooked and rapped. And then I saw Super Cat and Shabba Ranking together with the guys, and I said, what? I like that idea. So when I got the break and I came to New York, it was my partner named Johnny Wonder now. He's a white guy who grew up in Brooklyn. So he know the whole fusion of the hip-hop and everything. And he said it was a good idea for us to continue using that hip-hop dancer, it's called the Culture Me. So it was Johnny Wonder who came up with this idea of me doing the rap tracks with the reggae stuff. And from there, I started out with the Fugees and the Busta Rhymes and the Ja Rule, the Damager, and the Mobb Deep, and I never stopped.
Let me tell you something, Bounty Killer. You have a timeless style, a forever flow. You're the only guy, well, one of the only guys who have hit records and stay relevant era after era after era after era after era. What is the secret to this? Why you stick around and you on top of the game like you was in the 90s now?
Well, I don't know exactly what I did to cause that, because I don't do nothing specifically to keep relevant. What I would say I do to keep relevant is be realistic. I don't say fictionary, stupid things. I like to say things that we live, not just what me live, but what we live. So the reality of we living these things keeps it alive. It's just like when I said, look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Am I your enemy? You got someone out here saying, that's not my statement alone. That's a general statement.
So, you know, Bounty Killer, sometimes the guys in the picture with us are the enemies.
Yeah.
And over time, you see them fade to black because these guys, the enemy, is like with the enemy within. You say that, right? The other day, I'm looking on Instagram, and I know Khaled's going to kill me. But I see your old friend, Tony Monteron. talking crazy. I mean, yo, Bounty Killer, man, everybody know the Warlock. What's wrong with this guy, Tony? This one of these guys, huh?
I gave him all the tools he need to maneuver the world. And I don't know what's up. He's just not doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing that thing. But he's okay. But I was the one who introduced him to the world. Everybody knows that Tony Mataran got his old break from Bounty Killer collaboration. Because he had talent. But I was the one who gave him the equipment and the tools to further his talent. And I don't know what these have been problem with.
This is crazy, the social media and hip-hop too. Sometimes you see guys you always respect and they acting crazy on social media. You say to yourself, damn, what's wrong with these guys? Like, I mean, all the time. And, you know, somebody we respect, you know, when you had a sound clash, you had a party, what is the dub besides a Bounty Killer dub? What is the dub that you heard for the first time, and you said, oh, shit, like, he bust that dub. Like, who? What is the dub that blew your mind besides a Bounty Killer dub that you hear at a class or a party and you just go, oh, my God, how they get that?
Oh, well, most of the great dub plates, it is really classics because we have a problem now. The younger generation, they can't do dub plates the real way because dub plate has to do with the feelings and emotion, and it has to do with a crazy vibe. Because a dub plate is not a song. The first line has to be effective. You can't sing a dub plate 6-8 bars before the effect comes. As you say, the first word, Sona go dead. Yeah, it's supposed to be very effective like a bullet. And this young generation, they don't do dub plates good. They see the dub like they're doing the sound guy a favor, like, yeah, I don't even want to open my mouth. So when the dub play, don't bring no energy to the crowd. So most of the dubs that would move me today would be some classic dubs from a Buju Bantan, a Capleton, a Mad Cobra, or a Cabo Ranking, or a Super Cat. Those type of dub, some Half Pint, some Reed Asburn. Those are the type of songs that would really get
you. You know, me over here is stories about Wyclef Jean playing Michael Jackson dub plates.
Yeah.
Who's the craziest? So you like, of course, the Bantan. You know, that's my family. That's my brother. You know, Buju, you know.
No, okay. When you play a Michael Jackson, that's a bragging rights. That's not really a killing song. Michael Jackson ain't gonna talk about Killer Boy. Michael Jackson's gonna sing about love. So it's a bragging rights. I can play a Michael Jackson and dub, but a Michael Jackson and dub can't kill no sound. Think about it.
He ain't gonna kill no sound.
Nah, it's gonna make you look like, yeah, you're on another level because you got this big hakauna you're playing, but what he's saying is not effective to kill a sound. You couldn't play Michael Jackson and kill Khalid. No. He's going to kill a or a Bounty or a Capleton.
And what more was it? What was it Bounty Killer about Khalid? Him go to Jamaica. He get his start in Jamaica. Why you say, I'm going to give this kid a chance. I'm going to do some dub plates for him. What did you see in DJ Khalid early that you show him the love you showed?
Well, the vibe, Khalid has a special vibe. Khalid has a special aura. He's captivating. He's infectious. Khalid takes you over spiritually. He had that spiritual vibes. And then now, it's the first I met a Arab selector back in the days when we just hear about Khalid and all these crazy Arab people. We never know that there was an Arab who played dancehall music. I've never met an Arab before. So when I met Khalid as an Arab who played dancehall music, it was impressive for me. And then he used to play on the radio. He was a disc jockey also. So the fact that he's a disc jockey, he's more than just a selector in the club. And we need people on the radio. And then he's an Arab who loved dancehall and he loved Jamaican culture. He's different from the normal, typical Arab guy.
You know, Bounty Killer, I have same phone for 20 years. I got him down as the Arab. His number is the Arab.
Yeah, so Khalid was a different person, man. And then now I find out that he's into Sound Clash. I realize he came to Jamaica to clash. So I never know his clashing skill. I know that he's a good disc jockey and he plays. But when he came to Jamaica and he said he was going into the clash, I was like, yo, this is serious, but it's the right place for you to go and make your mark in Jamaica. So I gave him a few dubs. And he went to the clash and he never won the clash, but he stands out. And that was all he needed to do, to stand out more than all the others. And he did that about 1999. And from there, Jamaica people started wanting more Khalid. And they like the Arab guy.
You know, I see a lot of people take from the Jamaica culture. They make rhythms and songs and hits. But don't come back and embrace Jamaica the right way.
True.
How do you feel about this when you see people? Because everybody, nowadays, you know, everybody from everywhere got the Jamaican vibe, the Jamaican melody, the Jamaican, but not Jamaican. And don't really go back to Jamaica, embrace Jamaica like them supposed to. What you say about this thing, Warlord?
No, that's a serious problem we've been having over the years. That's why a lot of people like to call people culture vulture, as they are culture vultures. But we have people who show the love and the respect all the time. And it's not just people who get the benefit from Jamaica. People like you, Joey Crap. You never try to collaborate on a big song, that's why you like it. You just love the culture from a youth growing up in New York.
That's right.
And we embrace that. So Khalid was one of those persons. Khalid never used to think that, oh, Jamaica was going to make him big. And then Khalid got his break and all right. I never even know Khalid was a producer. So as I told you, now, I started to par with Khalid, you know, 98, 99, and I'm making the album 2002. That's when he did the intro for the album, the Ghetto Dictionary album. So he said he wanted to produce the track. So I never knew he was a producer at the time. But I know that he's into music and he's good at crazy ideas and innovative thoughts. So I said, all right, let me hear the beat. If the beat is on fleek, we good. Because you, my people, I don't care if you are a professional producer. You want to produce, we going to produce. So he gave me the beat and the beat was one whole throwback bad man beat. So I did a song with him. Test me if you can, or maybe. Why you go dead? Come me gun them no lazy. I am warlord, so go and tell war lady. If we come, don't put on me gun them and I'm baby. So that song was produced by Khalid on the album, and he did the intro. And from this, the relationship started to bloom, and then I started to come to Miami, and me and Khalid apart. And from this, so we become family.
You know, every time I speak with Khalid about you, he tell me, Warlord pull up in the newest vehicle, truck, Benz, Lexus, the man love luxury, Fendi on. Yeah. What is it about that? How hard is it to get a car? What was the hardest car for you to import to Jamaica? Is it hard to get like one of those cars?
Well, the first car I imported to Jamaica was an Acura TL. That was 1996. It wasn't that hard because, tell you what, only when the cars are like over 3,000 cc, it costs a certain amount of duty. When the car is like 3.0 or under 3 liter, the duty is okay. It's normal duty. So they're going to bring it up. Big car like a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or those type of cars, then you gotta buy it. You gotta buy it at the dealer and then pay the government in Jamaica twice. So that's the only car I import at that time. And then in the 2000s, I import Range Rover. And what else I import? I buy all my vehicles in Jamaica now because I have to buy them three times.
You buy it over here, you got to pay for it three times.
Yeah, I can buy it over there, you got to pay the government three times in Jamaica. Buy it in Jamaica.
I understand. Vibes Cartel, God bless Vibes Cartel. You introduced him to the world.
Yes.
Is there any hope of him getting out soon?
Well, he's still having an appeal. The appeal is still going on. He's getting an appeal from a higher court overseas. So they are still in the whole process of appealing.
Okay, yeah, so he still got a shot.
But I know the system in Jamaica doesn't want to let out Vibes Cartel. So despite discrepancy in his case or questionable things, they deliberately wanted to lock up Cartel. The system in Jamaica went after Cartel. So despite what his case or the scenario was, they wanted him. So if he's going to get any freedom, it's going to must be from a higher court overseas, but not Jamaica system. They wanted Cartel. They used him as an example. I can't say if he's innocent or he's not, but I can't say yes, he's guilty from what they told me in the case and the affidavit. There are a lot of discrepancies. They are not a dead body, and they are only one evidence, and then there are a lot of tampering with the evidence. It's questionable. So that's why people kept saying free Vibes Cartel.
And so what did he represent? He represented the youth. He represented getting money.
He represents the street. He represents the youths. He represents the now generation.
Mm-hmm. And so they were mad at that.
Yeah, they was mad at that, and they have it like, oh, he's a bad influence. Yeah, and he has too much power and control over the culture. They tried it with me, too. They tried to put me away, too, but thank God they never against me.
Yeah, what was that like, man, when you hear the Gaga man, Bujabanta, and the screen, he land in Jamaica?
That was like a super holiday. Yeah, that was a little...
Your bounty killer. My only regret, I had a show the same day.
Oh, you couldn't
in Connecticut. I wasn't there for the Bougie concert. That's my only regret. I wish I was there. I'm seeing pictures of Shaggy in the crowd and Sean Burke and Khaled on that thing and Shine. And I was like, oh my God. It was like a super holiday in Jamaica, huh?
Holiday. That was our last great holiday until COVID came and spoiled it.
Let me ask you something, Bounty Killer. Your top five, I ask everybody, your top five rappers of all time, rappers of all times.
My top five rappers. Well, as I told you, Snoop Dogg is the one who really make me likes rap. NDA introduced me, but it was really Snoop Dogg. So my top five rapper would be like Snoop Dogg. I would say Slick Rick is the king. But the rappers that brought me to rap is Snoop Dogg, Tupac, and Biggie Smalls. So my top five rapper would be Slick Rick, NWA, Tupac, Biggie Smalls, and Snoop.
Wow, you know it's crazy. Snoop Dogg called me last night, FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, all I can say to Snoop is, I love you, Snoop. I love you. I love you.
Uncle Snoop, yo.
Uncle Snoopy, the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah,
Bumbo Cloud head.
True. He's the biggest living rapper today that 5-year-old kids knows of. He transcends all the eras, like four generations now.
There's nothing you could do when you see Snoop Dogg. He FaceTimed me yesterday. I said, Snoop, I love you, man. What do you want me to do? I love you. You know, he tell Khaled, Bujuan and Snoop Dogg tell us yesterday. They both said, fuck you guys. You guys in vacations. Send a plane over here, man. I want to come vacation too. Bounty Killer. I love you, and I thank you for coming on the show.
Shout out
to Sharon Bank. Could you tell us about the new album?
Oh, well, I'm working on this new album. Well, it's 18 years since I last released an album. The last album I released was the same one that Khaled did the intro, 2002. Ghetto Dictionary. It has been nominated for a Grammy, great success and everything, but they canceled my visa 10 years ago. So that killed the whole vibes of me touring and making appearance overseas. So I kind of did lost the vibes of music. So I was just here holding my vibes with my family and just chilling. So it's Damian Jr. from Marley. Ron Marley, this abroad. He's the one who really said I should do an album and he would executive produce it.
So Rohan Marley, who said that?
Junior Gang. That's Junior Gang.
I want everybody in Jamaica to know Fat Joe got the worst patois in the world. And I feel comfortable using it when I talk to Bounty Killer, okay? Yeah,
that's Damian Junior Gang Marley. Rohan Marley.
Junior Gang Marley, yes.
Yeah, so he's the one who encouraged me doing the album and he would executive produce it. So that's why I'm working on the album now. So the album.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. Rohan Marley's on here. I can't wait to hear that album.
It's gonna be a double album, one like a reggae album and then one like a dancehall ragga style.
We need some dancehall. We need.
Yeah. So that's
we need, what you first... know. I tell you a funny story. What was it? Rihanna's birthday. Something. Rihanna's birthday or something. I love Supercat. Khaled goes get Supercat surprise.
Yeah.
Supercat waiting downstairs. This is a fancy place. Khaled got to send the white Bentley. You know, everything white for Supercat. Khaled tells me in the table, he's scared. He says, yo, man, Supercat getting tired of waiting, man. Yeah. I got to go downstairs and see Supercat.
No, the cat is scared. The cat is scary. He's scared.
I go with Khaled downstairs. I start telling jokes, me and Supercat on the floor laughing. On the we on the floor. We had the best time in the world. You know, I love that era. I love that era.
It is the whole foundation.
Man, the era of Shabba, Mad Cobra, Supercat, Capleton,
you name them.
Cicilla. You know, this is a Baritone Levy.
Whoa. You're getting deep now.
Yeah. These are like, you know, I knew, I don't know if you know, the first artist, and Rohan Marley, don't kill me. The first artist to ever cross over from Jamaica to the U.S. was called Big Ute. He was a little guy with the dreads all the way to the floor.
Yeah,
I used to hang out with him in New York. Buju introduced me to him one time. I used to walk the street with him. The man never talked. He go like this to the people.
Yeah. Big Ute, he's one of the founder, man.
He's one of the founders.
Well, DJs I've been listening to from the days of U-Roy, Rankin Trevor, and Big Ute. They are the three first DJs in Jamaica that we was. As little boys. Yes,
man.
Ute is one of my influences in reggae. He's one well, but to get to love his music.
In this legendary interview right here, Bounty, because I know nobody gets to interview you, I must shout out Jabba and Bobby Condis.
Yeah.
Who keep reggae music alive. They are 40 years.
New York. They are
in New York, they keep reggae music alive. Yeah.
Straight up, Bobby and Jabba, they are founders in the breaking of the reggae, hip-hop, world fusion, and keeping the world Jamaican culture alive in New York.
And remember, I must say Shinehead, because he was the first guy I seen busting reggae and hip-hop in New York. Shinehead.
Shinehead? They had a lot to do with the fusion of the dancehall and the reggae stuff with the hip-hop. Yeah. They are the pioneers.
That's crazy. Thank you, Bounty Killer. God bless you for coming on here with me.
You're always welcome, my brother.
Respect, my brother. We love you, Bounty Killer.
I love you.
People are dead. You don't know who I know. Bounty Killer from Kingston, Jamaica. Boy, I'll bust your bomba clad head, you know. Selassie, Rastafari, Jahlul, you know? Oh, man, the Bounty Killer in the motherfucking house. And I'm not calling the horse. Let your darkest moments bring your most clarity. Put God first in good and bad times. Love God at all times. Peace, y'all. We the biggest in the game.